All right. Good evening. Welcome. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that we can spend some time together. I love the community groups. I love being in those community groups. But I also love the time that we come together as a body to just enjoy some more time fellowshipping, also sharing life with one another, and then also hearing some preaching typically. But today we got a special, it'll be a different style of messages here as Pastor is going to be sharing some scripture with us. And so we're looking forward to doing that here in just a little bit. I want to draw your attention to a couple of announcements of things coming up, and then if you got any updates that you want to make sure you let us know about, we can have time for that as well. One, make sure you grab one of your crosses on the way out. If you didn't do that this morning, you didn't get the chance to, one per family right now, go ahead and grab that. Use that in your own personal time to be reminded about the cross, to live in the shadow of the cross, and then also to use as an evangelistic tool to meet with people in your community and those who you want to share the gospel with. And so make sure you grab one of those there. Also, a reminder this Wednesday, a little bit different schedule. Everyone will be here at 6:30. We will have no adult evening Bible study, but we invite everyone to be here for the closing ceremony of FLY at 6:30. It's always great to hear about the things that they've been teaching the kids, the things the kids have been learning, things that they accomplished. And then we'll be transitioning down to the gym for a time of fellowship. There'll be a small meal there, and that'll be a great time just to be able to interact with parents and the workers of FLY and the kids as well. And so that'll be a great time there. Another thing coming up on April 22nd, I wanted to make sure I mention this, is Women's Prayer Night. That's happening at from 7 to 8 here at the church. Any of the ladies are invited to come to that. It's going to be happening the third Tuesday of every month. So if you want to participate in that, if you want more information, there's three different ladies, Ashley, Rebecca, or Pam. Go ahead and get a hold of them. Their numbers are on here. These sheets are sitting on the foyer table, or that is in your email as well. You can get a hold of them, talk to them a little bit more about those prayer nights. The other one's coming up, summer's coming quickly, that I want to draw your attention to. Save the date. July 27th through the 30th will be VBS. That'll be happening. That's a Sunday through Wednesday. Adam and Haley and Brooke Bruns are going to be leading that. So if you want to help out with that, I'm sure they're going to have announcements coming up and so on. But we want to make sure you mark those dates down. July 27th through the 30th in the evening will be VBS this year. And we're looking forward to seeing all the kids here and how the Lord will use that event as well. Are there any other ministry updates or announcements we want to make sure we highlight tonight? There we go. All right. Well, make sure you grab the announcement sheets. There's other things happening. You can go ahead and mark your calendars accordingly to that. Let me go ahead and pray, and then we'll turn it over to Pastor here. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you so much for being the great God that you are. Lord, that you are almighty, powerful, holy God. And yet, you have stepped into your creation, and you want a relationship with those who you've created, Lord. And that's a mind-boggling thing. And Lord, not only do you want that, you provided a way for that to happen as we were separated from you because of our own sin, because of our sinful hearts, and yet you sent your Son into this world to die on the cross and then be raised on the third day. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to never just grow accustomed to hearing that message. I pray that every time we hear the gospel, we hear about what happened on the cross, and Lord, that we would stop and we would worship, that we would be in awe of you. And I pray that you would just continue to allow us to live in the shadow of the cross. Allow that to be our beacon. Allow that to help us see clearly, and allow that to just dictate the way that we live our lives, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Pastor and the way that he is going to share with us tonight some scripture and to help us be reminded of what happened at the cross. I pray that we are, that your scripture would be living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, that your spirit would be at work in our lives, and that we'd be drawn close to you as a result of hearing this tonight. Lord, we thank you for the many ministries that are happening here at the church each and every week and daily oftentimes, Lord. I pray that you continue to encourage the hearts of those working in these different ministries. Many of them are behind the scenes and completely not up front, and you wouldn't notice them unless you were looking. And Lord, I pray that you would encourage the hearts of those who continue to minister, who continue to serve, and that they would find much joy in that, and that you would be honored and glorified through those. Lord, I pray that all of our ministries would continue to help us fulfill our mission of making disciples locally and worldwide. And I pray that you would help us as a church to be a light in this community, in Wheelersburg, and the surrounding areas, and then worldwide, Lord, that we would see people come to know you as Savior as a result of us sharing the gospel, and then we help them to come to know you more as we teach them the truths of your word in discipleship, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would just allow us to continue to stay focused on that mission. We thank you again for life, breath, and everything. We ask all this in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen. I love it. The Lord decided we needed some percussion right now, so he sent the rain and maybe some thunder here in a minute. So you'll want one of the green sheets. If you didn't get that when you came in, you might want to step out or have someone bring you one. It's what we're going to be working our way through tonight. I'm really, really excited about what's happening here. We just have to create the right thought about what's happening here. I'm not a musician. I'm not an entertainer. I am a follower of Jesus. I love music. I'm so thankful, as I shared in January, in a similar situation, Redeem People Sing the Word, when I talked a little bit about the influences God has placed in my life. A mother that made sure I had piano lessons until I just begged to stop. But it taught me to appreciate how notes work together. A church growing up that loved to sing and knew the importance of God-honoring songs and congregational singing. And then just a life of being a follower of Jesus and opening up his word and seeing in the scriptures the exhortations to sing, the exhortations to use music to praise him has had a great impact on me. And then, of course, doing life with you as a church family for a long time and just having relationships where we've encouraged one another. This is not special music. This is not entertainment. What this is I want to share with you how I begin my day, particularly my efforts to begin the day thinking about the cross. And this has taken, you know, 3 decades or 4 decades to develop what's going to happen here tonight. Because some of these are verses that have been a long time ago. Some are more recent, a couple of them since the last time, this year even. As you see on the sheet, there are scripture songs about the cross that we're going to be walking through, singing through, thinking through. This again is, think of this as you're in my basement now, where I have my time with God when I begin the day. So you're like, he was off key there. I'm off key in my house. You're like, you forgot the words. That's not the way the song goes. I don't sing it that way. This is the way I sing it to the Lord. You're going to be observing how I worship the Lord. And I'm doing this intentionally and praying that God will use this to encourage you to do the same. We're all different. We all have different interests, abilities, but we all have a voice. We all have the same Bible, and we have the cross to reflect on. And I want to encourage you to do it. Many of you are already doing this. Maybe you've never sung out loud to the Lord by yourself. And I just want to encourage you. I've received so much joy. I receive so much joy every day. And not every day is the same. Some days are just routine, do it because it needs to happen again. But some days it's really filled with joy, and I want that for you. So songs that are scriptures, and then there are songs that come right out of our hymn book. Then there are some songs that are coming out of other hymn books, songs that I found really meaningful. And then some songs that I wrote myself in terms of the lyrics. Most of the music of each of the songs I've written. And why would I do that? Well, I've sung the hymns, as I've shared with you before. I try to sing through the hymn book on a regular basis in my own personal time with God. But you do that, and it's like it's the same tune. Putting a different tune to the same lyrics makes them come alive for me and make them more fresh. So I've tried to do that. Some of them I've tweaked over the years, so we could be here a long time, and I don't want to wear out what would be helpful. So I'll just work through some of these, and mostly, again, you're just going to be watching as I worship the Lord. When we get to the songs about the cross, lyrics from our hymn book, that section, Joe's going to join me, because three of those we have he's put to piano, and we're going to sing those. When we get to that point, we'll sing those together. I have included hymn numbers for the numbers in our own hymn book. You might get a hymn book handy and just pull it out and look at the hymns, the number, the lyrics when we get to that. And you have the verses there. I didn't intentionally put them on the PowerPoint. I just want you to, because they're not on a PowerPoint in my basement. This is just what it's like for me, and I wanted to create that as much as possible for you. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many, and to give His life as a ransom for many. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to His own way, and the Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all, of us all, of us all. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Because by one sacrifice, because by one sacrifice, He has made perfect forever those who are being made holy, perfect forever being made holy. This is just, some of you play guitar. If you capo a 12 string, it usually throws it out of tune. So, and I'm not going to tune it. So just, this is what I would do in the basement. I just sing to the Lord out of tune. So that's all right. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly,
gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Burden is light. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ now lives in me. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ now lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me, who loved me and gave himself for me. You love me and gave yourself for me. You love me and gave yourself for me. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. He is faithful and just. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We confess our sins, he is faithful. He is faithful and just, faithful and just. Therefore, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now may the God of peace himself give you peace at all times. Now may the God of peace himself give you peace at all times. And in every way, the Lord be with all of you. The Lord be with all, the Lord be with all, the Lord be with all of you. The Lord be with all, the Lord be with all, the Lord be with all of you. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God. Be honor and glory forever. Be honor and glory forever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:17. So some scriptures. Let's sing some songs about the cross that come from our hymn book. And
Thank you, Joe, for helping us. If you want to take your books and sing along, or you can just listen, but I think you'll remember these. We've learned these. This was last year's song. The second one is the one I sang this morning, and the third one is our theme song for our current series. So, Beneath the Cross of Jesus. The cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand, the shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, a home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way, from the burning of the noontide heat and the burden of the day. That cross of Jesus, mine eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart with tears to wonders I confess, the wonders of redeeming love and my unworthiness. Take, O cross, thy shadow for my abiding place. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of his face. Intent to let the world go by, to know no gain or loss. My sinful self, my only shame, my glory, all the cross. Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand, the shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, a home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way, from the burning of the noontide heat and the burden of the day. Beneath the cross of Jesus, in the shadow of the cross, in the shadow of the cross. Amen. 482. Soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause, or blush to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend of grace to help me on to God? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Died for me at such a cost. Now I'm a soldier of the cross. You died for me at such a cost. Now I'm a soldier of the cross. Sacrifice them to His blood. When I survey the wondrous cross, when I survey the wondrous cross, I see my sin, I see Your love. When I survey the wondrous cross, see from His head, His hands, His feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. It ere such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. When I survey the wondrous cross, when I survey the wondrous cross, I see my sin, I see Your love, when I survey the wondrous cross. I survey the wondrous cross. O sacred head, now wounded with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, Thine only crown. How pale Thou art with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn. How does that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? What Thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. My mind was the transgression, but Thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve Thy place. Look on me with Thy favor, assist me with Thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank Thee, dearest friend, for this Thy dying sorrow, Thy pity without end? Oh, make me Thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love to Thee.
not live my love to thee.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more, be saved to sin no more, be saved to sin no more. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler and sweeter song I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. Should gain an interest in the Savior's blood. Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself to show his love, and died for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mystery all immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me?
Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound by sin and nature's might. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. My dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed with righteousness divine. Lord, I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? That you, my God, would die for me. I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightst ransom be and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given to me? My Father's house of light, my glory-circled throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee. Hast thou left aught for me? I bring rich gifts to thee down from my home above, salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me? Wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul. What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul? When I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down beneath God's righteous frown, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb I will sing. To God and to the Lamb who is the great I am. While millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing. Arise, my soul, arise, shake off thy guilty fears. The bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne my surety stands, before the throne my surety stands. My name is written on his hands. He ever lives above for me to intercede. His all-redeeming love, His precious blood to plead. His blood atone for all our race, His blood atone for all our race, and sprinkles now the throne of grace. Five bleeding wounds He bears, received on Calvary. They pour effectual prayers, they strongly plead for me. Forgive Him, O forgive, they cry. Forgive Him, O forgive, they cry. Nor let that ransomed sinner die. The Father hears Him pray, His dear anointed one. He cannot turn away the presence of His Son. His Spirit answers to the blood, His Spirit answers to the blood, and tells me I am born of God. Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see Him dying on the tree. 'Tis the Christ by man rejected. Yes, my soul to see, to see. 'Tis the long-expected prophet, David's son, yet David's Lord. By His Son God now has spoken, 'tis the true and faithful word. Tell me, ye who hear Him groaning, was there ever grief like His? Friends through fear His cause disowning, foes insulting His distress. Many hands were raised to wound Him, none would interpose to save. But the deepest stroke that pierced Him was the stroke that justice gave. Ye who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great, here may view its nature rightly, here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed, see who bears the awful load. 'Tis the word the Lord's anointed, Son of Man and Son of God. Here we have a firm foundation, here the refuge of the lost. Christ, the rock of our salvation, is the name of which we boast. Lamb of God for sinners wounded, sacrifice to cancel guilt, and none shall ever be confounded who on Him their hope have built. And none shall ever be confounded who on Him their hope have built. Oh, Jesus, we adore Thee up on the cross, our King. We bow our hearts before Thee, Thy gracious name we sing. That name hath brought salvation, that name in life our stay, our hope, our consolation, when life shall fade away. When when life shall fade away. Yet doth the world disdain thee, still passing by the cross. Lord, may our hearts retain thee, all else we count but loss. Ah, Lord, our sins arraigned thee, and nailed thee to the tree. Our pride, our Lord, disdained thee, yet deign our hope to be. Yet deign our hope to be. O glorious King, we bless thee, no longer pass thee by. O Jesus, we confess thee, the Son enthroned on high. Lord, grant to us remission, life through thy death restore. Yea, grant to us the fruition of life forevermore. Of life forevermore. In evil long I took delight, unawed by shame or fear, till a new object struck my sight and stopped my wild career. I saw one hanging on a tree in agonies and blood, who fixed his languid eyes on me as near his cross I stood. Sure, never till my latest breath can I forget that look. It seemed to charge me with his death, though not a word he spoke. My conscience felt and owned the guilt and plunged me in despair. I saw my sins hid blood, his blood had spilt and helped to nail him there. A second look he gave, which said, I freely all forgive. This blood is for thy ransom paid, I died that thou mayest live. With pleasing grief and mournful joy, my spirit now is filled, that I should such a life destroy, yet live. By him I killed. What happened on the cross? You, our Lord, took our sin and shame, our guilt, our pain, and all our loss, that we might praise your name. What happened on the cross? God made him who had no sin to be made sin for us, and declared us righteous in him. What happened on the cross? Jesus paid the debt that we owed, and to prove that it was enough, on the third day he arose. Praise the name, praise the name, praise the name of our King, of our King. Grace, all grace. You took my place upon the cross, your loss became our gain, amazing grace. I was without God and without hope and dead in my sin. a slave to the evil one, an object of wrath. But you took my penalty when on the cross you took my place. And now I am a child of God, and it's all because of grace. All grace. All grace. Grace. Praise be to the Father who chose us in His Son before the world. Praise be to the Son who shed His blood for our forgiveness. And praise be to the Spirit who guarantees the day is coming when as the heir of God will always be. To the praise of the glory of Your grace. To the praise of the glory of Your grace. To the praise of the glory of Your grace. I was under Your wrath, hopelessly lost, a slave to my past, not knowing the cost that You paid when You gave Your Son me to save. You set me free because of Your mercy, living in light of Your mercy. Living in light of Your mercy. A child in the family, a prisoner set free. Living in light of Your mercy. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. My heart was dead in sin. My eyes were blind to You. You saw the real me, but I could not see You. But I could not see You. Living in Your world as though it all were mine. Blind to my offense until You opened up my eyes. Until You opened up my eyes. To the praise of Your glory, praise of Your grace. To the praise of Your glory, to the praise of Your grace. Filthy rags were all that I could bring to You. Your holy gaze exposed my need to be made new. My need to be made new. What I lacked You gave, true righteousness indeed. You gave Your only Son to die. His merit now I plead. His merit now I plead. To the praise of Your glory, praise of Your grace. To the praise of Your glory, to the praise of Your grace. Though once a wretch no more, for Christ now pleads for me. You clothed me with His righteousness, Your heir I'll always be. Your heir I'll always be. Your Spirit makes His home in me. He is the guarantee that all You've promised will come true. The best is yet to be. Oh, the best is yet to be. Oh, the best is yet to be. to the praise of your glory, praise of your grace. To the praise of your glory, to the praise of your grace. Grace, grace.
Thank you, Father. I stand in awe of you. We are in awe of you tonight. It is such a joy to be quiet in your presence. There is none like you. Amen. Amen. Well, let's move from the glory to the very mundane. We have a business meeting now, so let's shift gears here.